Are you planning a trip to the airport anytime soon? Well, before you wing your way into the friendly skies, you're going to have to work your way through the not-so-friendly floors of the airport terminal before your plane takes off. As a seasoned frequent flyer, I have a few tips for all of you occasional air travelers. First of all, please take care of Mother Nature's needs long before you arrive at the airport. You see, all U.S. airports are now mined with surveillance cameras, very tiny ones too, that, yes, are even planted in fixtures that overlook the stalls in the men's and ladies' rooms. I would spare you the embarrassment of being viewed in your most compromising position by an employee of Senator Joseph Lieberman, a Talmudic anti-Christian Jew. You may be asking, what does Senator Joseph Lieberman have to do with going to the bathroom at the airport and spyware in the stalls? Everything, my friends. Everything. You see, Lieberman chairs the Senate Committee for Homeland Security, the federal watchdog agency that holds every American citizen suspect of extremism and politically incorrect views. It may be said that Lieberman, who has access to every security secret in America, shares his privileged information with his synagogue sidekicks at the Jewish lobby, Reed, AIPAC, ADL, neocons, and with his Jewish co-religionists who oversee the security of the State of Israel, namely the Mossad. And whether or not your brand of underwear is of any interest to them, nevertheless, they've got it on file. For after all, it's a small world. I mean, it's a big brother world when it comes to international airports monitored by international Zionism. Moving on, as you wend your way toward the gate, you may notice that your fellow travelers look like they're still in their pajamas as if they just rolled out of bed. And if not in their pajamas, in dirty, torn jeans, frayed blouses, loud, unwashed t-shirts, and baseball hats turned backwards in ghetto-style fashion. It's the new, chic and trendy American man and woman, viewed in all their narcissistic splendor at your local airport, created by and compliments of the unending programming and mind control of the Zionist mass media and Jewish-owned Hollywood. The dumbing down and conditioning of the goyim is now complete and irreversible. Indeed, the new American has been designed and crafted by the Jewish media to no longer aspire to the things of the soul and spirit, but rather to lust after things of the ego and digestive tract and the voyeuristic leering eye. And yes, while chomping on their MSG grease-laden fries and reading the latest edition of People magazine, your fellow travelers are utterly oblivious to the huge sign above them that reads, "This facility is now under audio surveillance." In other words, Lieberman and friends are not only watching you, but listening to you as well.